Blog Talk Radio. Subscription is running out, so I figure I'm going to give it all I have until June 6th. If you're listening live on the air right now, the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the show is 347-324-3099. Trying to figure out some technical issues as we go on the air for the first time in a very long time. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm listening to it in mono coming out of my headset. In any event, the number to call is 347-324-3099. That was Stevie Wonder, of course, singing I Am Singing. And, of course, Stevie being my all-time favorite, in addition to Led Zeppelin. Okay, so here's the deal. We'll be on the air for the next hour, and you can call in and be a part of tonight's show by calling the number that I've been giving you, 347-324-3099. The deal is that my subscription is running out, and I have until June 6th to do as many shows as I want, and then the subscription runs out, so I figured I'd give it a shot. Okay, so we'll see how tonight goes, and if it should go a little bit better than anticipated, then I will perhaps continue my subscription. I don't think so, because I got a new lease, and yada, yada, yada. Okay, that was Joey. Hi, Joe. How are you, boy? The number to call, 347-324-3099. I was listening, actually, to Blog Talk Radio today in many different categories. including live and pop culture and entertainment and politics and so on and so forth. And after listening to some of the shows that were on, I realized that I'm not so bad after all. So I figured, what the hell? I'm home. The next hour or so, there's really not any good television on. So I figured I'd come on the air and see what joy I can bring to everybody. Okay, Blog Talk Radio, what does that mean? That means that anyone with an internet connection across the globe, regardless of continent, creed, color, sexual orientation, can listen to this radio show and also can call into this radio show. We will be on the air from now until about 8:30, I'm thinking. And it will be a combination of a couple of different types of oral stimulation, A-U-R-A-L, voice, and also maybe playing some music. Because I do have some audio clips that are loaded into the switchboard, and some of which I've never used before, so I'm going to try and do that. Okay, let's see. If we promote it on Twitter and Facebook, perhaps we'll get some calls. Let's see what happens. Okay, I'm Robin Kampf. I am off now for the summer from school. However, my job in Trenton continues, and I love it. It's a great organization who will remain nameless, but nevertheless, really enjoying the work that I've been doing for a statewide association in terms of media and video. What else? Leaving for a honeymoon, believe it or not, a year late, but nevertheless leaving. And looking really forward to that. Going to the Virgin Islands, and should be interesting. It's been a really long time since I've had a vacation, since we've had a vacation. So I'm really looking forward to that. And Virgin Islands are one of my favorite places in the world, along with P-Town. Two very similar locations in terms of culture and eccentricity, but different in terms of light, color, and weather, certainly. But two absolutely beautiful places on earth. All right, the number to call, 347-324-3099. I'm trying to get this microphone to sound somewhat listenable. I think that's probably the best. Okay, listen if you can, see if you can hear Joey purring into the microphone. Is he the cutest thing you've ever heard? He really is. This boy, go ahead, boy. How about if I just do that for a whole hour? Just have Joey purring on the mic, and he'll do it too. Okay, if you'd like to be a part of tonight's show, 347-324-3099. A couple of things that I have on my list this evening to talk about. Of course, the season finale, actually the series finale of Mad Men. I did want to give you my opinions and views and feedback on all of that. Also wanted to talk about, I just heard this on the radio on the ride home from work tonight, that someone posted on the internet that Steven Tyler was going to be giving an outdoor concert in West Windsor, New Jersey, on some guy's farm. And I guess it's kind of a la Woodstock, those of you who are alive back then, and who have read about it back then. But long story short, it's not true at all. But someone posted that he was giving a concert on a farm in West Windsor, New Jersey, and it would be along the lines of a Woodstock kind of an event, and in fact, it turns out to be false. And it was promoted as being this weekend, but I'm told that it's not going to be happening. The police will be on hand at this guy's farm. But how great would it be if he actually showed up? I mean, that would be, he's trying to resurrect, trying. He has been resurrecting, and successfully so, his career. And that would really be a great feather in his cap for Steven Tyler. Okay, what else? CBS Sunday Morning did a very moving piece on Provincetown. If you've seen it, I'd like to hear what your feedback is on it. I thought it was great. I mean, it certainly, from someone who's gone there since I was 4 years old, didn't shed any new light, no pun intended, on Provincetown. But nevertheless, the photography, the shots that they got, really captured the essence of its beauty and also the varying degrees of light, and certainly lending support to the theory of that it is one of the greatest places on earth if you are an artist and a painter. So if you haven't seen it, I think you can watch it online. CBS Sunday Morning website, I believe, offers a glimpse into it. It's all over Facebook, too, and I posted it. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, if you go to my page, I posted a link to the piece. It was done by Mo Rocca. Mo Rocca is a correspondent who's been around for a while. And he, I don't know if he actually owns in P-Town, but he's always there. We see him all the time at Joe, which is the coffee shop. He's always walking down the street, and he's a really nice guy. And he did this piece, and it was really great. So if you have a chance, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Okay, what else? Boats. I wanted to talk about the fact that the boat, not to be confused with the boy, the boat is in the water. And the boat is in the water for the first time post-Sandy. Our boat took a little bit of a beating, as did many boat owners down here, down at the Jersey Shore. Our boat actually became known, well, not became known, but our boat landed. We pulled it out of the water the day before Sandy. And it's a 20-foot bow rider. It's not, you know, a huge cabin cruiser or anything like that. We pulled it out of the water and set it on the trailer and set it in the boatyard and battened down the hatches, as they say. Well, that was probably the worst thing that we could have done. In fact, those people who left their boats in the water, many of them, actually fared better because they essentially became this, you know, like floating docks, those of you who know what floating docks are, as opposed to secure docks. So it actually went with the water, those that were left in. Ours, however, didn't, and ended up on top of what affectionately became known as, in the Monmouth Beach, Long Branch, North Long Branch area, as the pile. And that was a pile of boats that ended up at Monmouth Sailing Center. And miraculously, ours landed on the very top of the pile. We sustained damage, of course, and our trailer was really bad, too. So long story short, it has remained in the driveway of my co-owner for the last almost 3 years. We've missed three summers. So we're back in. It's fixed. It's restored. And it's so good to be back in the water and back enjoying what we have come to love, being residents of the Long Branch, North Long Branch, Monmouth Beach area. I feel like I'm rambling right now. Okay, in any event, the boat is in the water. It's been out a couple of times so far. I actually was going to go out tonight, which is the reason why I ended up doing this radio show, because tonight there's this big black dark cloud that is just sitting over Monmouth Beach and North Long Branch, and it hasn't moved, and it looks like it's going to storm. So didn't go out in the boat, so I figured why not do a radio show. But the thing that I was going to bring up about boating and boaters in general is the oddity that has become known as boating politeness. And if you've ever been on a boat or you own a boat yourself, you'll know that when boats pass each other in the waterways, in the channels, people wave to one another. Always. It's this common courtesy, politeness thing that goes on. And it's fascinating to me because these are the very same people that probably, after they're done with their boats for the day, they get on the Garden State Parkway and start driving north. And if you do something that they don't like, they flip you the bird. So I'm wondering, what is it that's so unique about boaters and waterways and channels and the Navesink and the Shrewsbury and the Atlantic Ocean? What is so unique about that that requires us, or we find compelling enough to wave to everybody? But once we're on the Garden State Parkway, the New Jersey Turnpike, driving, or even the local roads around here, somebody flipped me the bird today. We should all, just driving in cars, just wave to one another, like boaters do. I think that I'm going to start a movement. I really think that someone would think that I'm nuts, yet for some reason, when we're on the water, it's expected, accepted, and if you don't do it, you actually feel this peer pressure kind of a thing. All right, hold on. All right, the number to call, 347-324-3099. I have no callers whatsoever right now, but that's okay. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I want to talk about Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose is probably the hardest, not probably, he is the hardest working man in the news business. I just saw him on the network news at 6:30. He was on the morning show at 7 a.m. So I don't know if you know this, but if you're on the morning 7 a.m. News broadcasts, or, you know, that entertainment / news programming, Good Morning America, the Today Show, CBS Morning News, if any of those shows, if you work on those shows or you star on any of those shows, you're lucky enough to work or star on those shows, you get up at like 3 a.m. And by the time you go on the air, you've already put in about 3 or 4 hours of work. So that man, like I said, he just was anchoring the CBS network news on Channel 2 in the New York area. So the guy's been up for a long time, and he's going to be on the air tomorrow morning as well. So he's the hardest working man in news, and I think he's a great anchor. Conversely, I want to slap Gail King. She's just really totally annoying. Tell me what you think. 347-324-3099 is the number to call. All right, what else? Oh, the Learning Channel. That was another thing on my list. The Learning Channel really should become a repository for people with their own shows that are absolutely repugnant and repulsive and that we can learn from. And actually, it's becoming that without, I think, it ever intending to be that. What am I talking about? The Duggars, you know, ad nauseum at this point, I'm sure, for many of us. You know what's going on with that. What about Honey Boo Boo and that whole craziness? Anyway, these shows are becoming a great learning environment on the Learning Channel of how not to behave like a human being. So I can't even imagine how that show can continue, or that the network is even considering it continuing. I know they suspended it temporarily. I'm talking about 19 psychos and counting. The Duggar family. I think they're suspended temporarily, and they are going to, reassess the situation before making a final decision. Well, how any network programmer can justify that existence, I don't know. Do you have an opinion on this? The number to call, 347-324-3099. I'm just rambling here. We are live on the air. It's Wednesday evening, May the 27th at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And if you would like to be a part of this show, you can do so by giving us a call at 347-324-3099. The other thing I wanted to talk about before I play, I'm going to play a record. I wish it was a real record, but it's not. It's an MP3. But I'm going to play a song my choice, because it's my show, coming up. But before I do that, I'm going to mention the show Silicon Valley, which is an HBO original series. It's in its second season, and if you haven't watched it, you should. It is such a brilliant show, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm all caught up now as of last night, but it is a show unlike any other, and the acting is just, it's brilliant, for lack of a better word, and it's sounding more intelligent. It's really a genius show, and you need to watch it. Okay, let's see, what am I going to play for you here? I am going to play, I played Stevie opening up the show. You know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play a band called America. If you have never heard of them, Google them now. Back in the day when we were kids, teenagers in high school and college, they were a huge folk kind of a band, rock band, and they cut an album that was called America. And one of the songs on America was called Riverside. So I'm going to play that for you right now, and sit back and enjoy it, and we'll catch you on the other side. Hear the crackle? Crackling that you hear actually is I have a turntable that turns my records, yes, I still have records, actually hundreds of them, into MP3 files onto my computer. So those are actually, what you're listening to was the actual song off of the album, which is America. America is the name of the album, and America is the name of the song. And that song, you know, songs back in the day, were a lot shorter than the songs today. That song was actually 3 minutes and 6 seconds. But just to give you a little bit of background about America, which was one of my favorite bands when I was in high school and college, America is the debut album by the group America, which was released in 1971. And it initially released the song, which I guess most people are familiar with, which is called A Horse With No Name. And then that became a worldwide hit in 1972. And then the album was re-released, and that track was on it, and then the album became a hit. So if you're not familiar with it, you should look it up, because that's really music, as opposed to some of the music that I'm hearing today, or that some of my students listen to, and my nieces and nephews, which, you know, just astound me. Okay, if you would like to be a caller on tonight's show, the number to call is 347-324-3099. We are doing a whole bunch of things, not the least of which is playing some old songs. Here's my idea for a radio show, and actually I think before my subscription runs out, with Blog Talk, I'm going to have one night of where I'm just going to do songs from the 60s and 70s and then give you the backstory on those songs, because there are so many great stories out there that I never knew. For example, I don't know if you listen to Howard Stern, but he's one of my favorite radio hosts, and he had James Taylor on the other day, and they talked about James's, I call him James because he and I are buds, talk about James's Sweet Baby James album, and he gave the stories about the origins of some of those songs, and it was absolutely fascinating. And these were stories that I never knew about. These songs have been in my mind for 30 years, but I never knew some of the stories behind these songs, and it was really, really interesting to hear. So that's my idea for a radio show. So if you steal my idea, you need to credit me, because I think that would be a really cool radio show where you just play back old songs, 60s, 70s, and give the backstories about how they all came to be. Okay, another song by America. Oh, that's not it. Which is, let's see here. Oh, you know what? We were talking about, what the heck were we talking about? No, you know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play for you one of my favorites, from one of my favorites. This is kind of a sad song, but this is Led Zeppelin, early 70s. It's called, anyone know what it's called? I'll tell you what. If you know, give me a call, 347-324-3099. I'll take your call on the other side and tell me what the name of the song is, and you will win. You'll win the opportunity to talk to me on the phone.
It is the springtime of my love. The second season, I am glowing. You are the sunlight in my growing. So little warm, I felt the cold. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you.
I'm going to play this song underneath as I give you some historical references to this song. This is called The Rain Song, and it's a ballad that's just about 7 minutes in length. Guitarist Jimmy Page, those of you who are old enough to know who Jimmy Page is, originally constructed the melody of this song at his home in England, where he had actually recently installed a studio console. It was called a Vista model, and it was partly made up from a mobile studio which had been used to record the group's 1970 performance and The Who's Live at Leeds album. There's a interesting backstory to this song. Page was able to bring in a completed arrangement of the melody for which singer Robert Plant composed the words. So the song's considered to be Plant's best overall vocal performance. On the song, there is an instrument that's called a mellotron, which is played by John Paul Jones to add to the orchestral effect that you're hearing, while Jimmy Page plays a Danelectro guitar. Interestingly enough, George Harrison was reportedly the inspiration for the song that you're hearing right now. When he made a comment, he actually made a comment to Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham, God rest his soul, about the fact that the group never had written any ballads. So in tribute to Harrison, the opening two chords of this song that you're listening to in the background are recognized that they're borrowed from the first line of George Harrison's ballad, Something, with the Beatles. The working title of this track was called Slush, a reference to its easy listening mock orchestral arrangement. So, interesting. The Rain Song, as I mentioned at the beginning of the song, of course, is English rock band Led Zeppelin. The greatest rock band of all time, hands down. There's no disputing this with me, so don't even bother calling, even though no one's calling anyway. This is the second track from their fifth album, which is called Houses of the Holy, which was released in 1973. So enjoy The Rain Song, what's left of it. How great was that? Okay, another Led Zeppelin song we're going to go right into, which is called You Shook Me, and then I'll talk about it on the other side. It's actually from a 1962 blues song recorded by Chicago blues artist Muddy Waters, but we'll talk about that after you listen to it. Okay, I'm going to give you a little history about this song. Let me turn it up so you can hear it at least a little bit. Okay. This actually is the Led Zeppelin version, as you know. The English rock band, they recorded this for their 1969 debut album, which was called Led Zeppelin. Now, some people have described this as being a heavy, pummeling bit of post-psychedelic blues rock with a healthy dose of vocal histrionics from Robert Plant. And, of course, guitar fireworks from Jimmy Page. The song is about 6.5 minutes long, which is considerably longer than some of the other versions of the song, versions being by Muddy Waters and also Jeff Beck as well. Except for the breaks during the song's guitar solo, which you just heard, Led Zeppelin uses what they call a 12-bar blues arrangement, but performed at a much slower tempo. Just a little bit of background on the song itself. As I said, Muddy Waters. It's a Muddy Waters song from 1962. It was Muddy Waters, for you youngins out there, was a Chicago blues artist. And it featured, his original version featured a vocal by Muddy Waters in unison with a slide guitar melody by Earl Hooker. And it became one of his most successful early 1960s singles. But then Led Zeppelin performed. Actually, as the song was playing, I was saying, or rather, I was reading, that there's several blues and rock artists that have recorded renditions of that song that you just heard, You Shook Me, including the blues band Willie Dixon, Etta James. I have to look that one up immediately after this show. Love Etta James. B.B. King, George Lynch, Mick Taylor and Brian Adams, actually, for his 2014 album Tracks of My Years, recorded that song. So I have some listening to do. How fascinating is that? You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Having Said That. Although tonight we've kind of morphed into playing some old songs from the 60s and the 70s, favorites of mine, because as if you know me, you know that I love Stevie Wonder and Led Zeppelin, and for the most part, you know, that makes my boat float. You just listened to You Shook Me by Led Zeppelin. Now we're going to go over, we're going to make a complete change of venue here, and we're going to listen to a song by Stevie Wonder, which is called All I Do, and I will tell you all about it on the other side. Background on this. This song actually was featured on Stevie's 19th album called Hotter Than July, originally released on Motown's Tamiya label in September of 1980. Where were you in September of 1980? It was certified platinum and reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard chart. This was his most successful album in the U.K., not the U.S., but the U.K., peaking at number 2 and producing 4 top 10 singles. Hotter Than July was nominated for Favorite Soul R&B Album at the American Music Awards in 1982. Now, the song that you're listening to, All I Do, The music was written by Stevie, lyrics by Stevie, and Clarence Paul and Morris Broadnax. Runs about 5 minutes and 6 seconds. And what more can you say? He's a poet. Just amazing. Okay, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Robin Camp. You are listening to a show called Having Said That. The show, as I said earlier, has really been morphing into a retrospect of music from the 60s and 70s, and I'm trying to give you some an education here. I guess because I've school's over for the semester, I have a need to educate. So I'm teaching you about, and myself as well, about what some of these songs mean, some of the meanings behind them, as well as the history, which I think is really fascinating. And as I said earlier, if you are from the generation that I am from, so many songs that resonate with me emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, I have no idea what they're about. But then when you sit down and you try and research some of the background behind it and listen to some of the background behind it, it's really fascinating. It becomes even more special to you. So that's what I'm doing this evening. And while that might sound a little hokey to you, but that's okay. It sounds great to me. Okay, the next song I am going to play is, well, tell me what this is.
Maybe the Dingo Ate Your Baby.
That's not a song. That's a sound effect, an audio clip that from the movie. Anyone know?
Maybe the Dingo Ate Your Baby.
All right, you think about that for a little while. If you know what movie that's from, give me a call, 324-3099. We only have about 10 minutes left, but I wanted to play another Stevie song. I'm just trying to find it. For some reason, I don't know if I have it anymore. Hold on. Yes, time is passing.
Then you and Victor were...
Yes! Yes! Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Anybody know what that's from? Give me a call, 347-324-3099. Nine is the number to call. Come on, you guys have to know what some of this stuff is. My pop culture references aren't too old. What about this? I'll play it. Let me play that one more time.
Then you and Victor were...
Yes! Yes! Say it! He was my boyfriend!
Come on. How about this one?
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Come on, for God's sakes. 347-324-3099. If you know what any of these pop culture references are, come on. How about this one?
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.
Oh, my God. How about this one?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
One more.
My dear friends, you are now about to enter the nerve center to the entire Wonka factory. Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities. And some of my realities become dreams. And almost everything you'll see is eatable. Edible. I mean, you can eat almost everything.
I Okay, this is what I'm saying. Here, right here. I can't believe that no one is calling to tell me what any of these pop culture references are. That's all right.
Remember what William Jennings Bryan said? Fight hard, but fight clean.
But you ain't fighting clean, Granny.
Of course I ain't. William Jennings Bryan was a loser.
Okay, that was from late 60s. Now I'll bring you up to a more recent pop culture reference.
My own brother, Michael. My own selfish brother, Michael.
All right. Okay, here we go. Tell me what this is. Were you in 1973, huh?
I ain't gonna tell you nothing, but I do, Will, but I know, yeah. Now let me tell you about my girl. I'll open up a newspaper and what do I see? See my girl. Looking at me.
This is called The Grunge. Crunge is the song. It's by Led Zeppelin, of course, from their 1973 album, Houses of the Holy. It was also released as the B-side of Dire Makur in the U.S. This song actually evolved from a jam session in the studio. John Bonham started the beat. John Bonham, may he rest in peace. John Paul Jones came in on bass. Jimmy Page then played a funky guitar riff. And then Robert Plant just started singing, and then this song just evolved from Page playing on what's called a Stratocaster guitar, and it's just an incredible song.
She's the kind of lover that makes me feel at home. Well, she's the one who really makes me jump and shout.
Has anyone seen The Bridge?
I
This actually was the band's bass player John Paul Jones's favorite Led Zeppelin song. It's actually one of mine as well.
Bridge.
Okay. That song is amazing because you don't know the backstory before that. It actually evolved out of a jam session in the studio, as I said before. And it's also affectionately referred to as taking it to the bridge song. And that's Robert Plant at the very end who pays tribute to the song by asking, where's that confounded bridge? In any event, I love this shit. Okay, we are out of time this evening, but I have to say that even though I had no phone calls, this was probably the most fun I've had on a radio show since I started doing this back 2 years ago. So it's okay. You don't have to call. I hope people have listened and enjoyed it as much as I've been enjoying bringing it to you. Okay, we are back. I don't know when we're back. Well, like I said, my subscription runs out June 6th, I think. So I might be back tomorrow night. You never know. Check your local listings, as they say. Right? Okay, I got to close it out with a Stevie song. I just got to find one. Let's see here. I played that one for you. In any event, having said that, I know what I'll play out with. This is a great song. Where were you when this song was released? Do you know when this song was released? Hold on. I'll tell you in 1 second when the song... As we play out, I'm going to tell you about this song. You ready? '83, written by Jonathan Cain. It's a song by the band Journey, and the second single from their album Frontier. So enjoy it, and we will talk tomorrow, maybe. Have a good night, everybody.
Love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stay on by me. I'm forever.